Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Score! The only thing you can count on during March Madness is its unpredictability.
A heartbreaking defeat!
Catch every minute of the NCAA tournament here. March Madness plays here. WCGC Atlanta and WCGC HD1, a radio.com sports station.
Atlanta Sports Radio.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
How can I work? How can I get paid? How can I take care of my kids?
This is Dukes and Bell
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're going to talk about the Dogs and some college football along the way, some NCAA action as well as the tournament continues. It is Dukes and Bell. And I hope you had a good weekend, man. Mike just said, I'm glad spring has sprung. Yes, we are hopefully past the cold weather. I think it'll be cool at night. But listen, I think this is a good winter, Mike. We didn't have snow, but all the rain just sucked.
Right. Yeah, it
was bad.
Wetter 2018s into 19. But, yeah, we get a little chilly tomorrow. Then after that, it looks like we're good to go. But the rain today will be shaking some of that pollen off because pollen is here, baby. So if you are allergic to a lot of sneezing and wheezing in this office, I can tell you that. Hey, before we get to the dog report, Carl was out in Sin City, just got back. I want to hear about this big celebrity or whoever this interesting person is you met coming up.
You don't want to miss this story.
It's an amazing tease.
It is an amazing story that is on the way.
So stay tuned for that. But over the weekend, and you may have already seen this, guys. I tweeted out earlier at Mike Bell, ATL. Carlos, put him up, C. Dukes. But The Rock, I presume in town making a movie. There's so many TV and movie productions right now in Metro Atlanta that are going on and in the state of Georgia. But on 85-75, The Rock, in his rig, Carl, he comes across the Lovett baseball team, Lovett School, right down the street here. And we'll take a listen. They notice The Rock is next in the lane next to them.
Yeah. All right. Where you guys going?
We're going to a baseball game.
You going to it now?
Yeah.
All right. You going to kick ass?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, boys.
Yeah.
Hey, keep your eye on the road.
How cool is that? So you're on your way to a game, and you look over, and there's Dwayne Johnson in a rig right next to yours. How cool.
You never know who you're going to see in the ATL.
Right.
All these movies and TV shows are being made. You know, you're going out to dinner, whether it's Midtown, Five Points, Mike, it didn't matter where you're at. And all of a sudden, you might run into somebody. And The Rock is here a lot. I'm telling you guys, he's here a lot over the last few years. He might have another home here. I know he stays in Atlanta just based on all the movies he's been doing, but that's very cool. And I think the cool thing is, again, this is why we like The Rock, the levity. All right? He's a huge star. He could have kept the window up. Okay?
Yes.
He could have just kept rolling, just keep driving to his driver because somebody's driving him. But he was cool enough to acknowledge the fact that these kids, man, they dig him. They know who he is.
Right.
Big shout out, man, to Dwayne. That's awesome.
Very
That's
cool
awesome.
Stuff. So, again, it's up there. Check out the video at Mike Bell, ATL.
All right, man, let's talk about the dog.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Hey, man, it is brought to you by our friends at Brightbox.
Brightbox Electrical, man, 770-901-2500, 770-901-2500. Get that man cave you've always wanted, men. We got college basketball. We got golf at the, you know, at the place over there on 20. Psst, make sure you're watching that in HD. Call the guys at Brightbox today. Ooh. I looked, by the way, at Masters badges. Cheapest ones I could find were like $1,700, $1,800 right now.
Man.
And I thought about it, but, you know, I mean, I know.
Well, you're going to Europe here in a little while.
I know. You don't want you to shut up, but yes, you know. So, I mean, I could have done it. You know,
I'm just saying.
I mean, I just paid off the Visa, and I'm like, well, you know, I got all that money on the Visa. Oh, never mind. I was thinking of going out there Sunday. But you know, sometimes you're better off on the couch seeing everything. Yeah. You get so crowded on set. You know, you guys who've been to the Masters like you and I, it gets a little crowded out there on the weekend.
Okay, anyway. You know what? It sounds very elitist. All right.
Well, again, I'd like to go out there on Thursday, but the boss won't allow.
No, so, I know, you know, I know. But the practice rounds, if you've never been and you get a chance to go, it's very cool. You can access a lot of the things as far as walking with the golfers and hanging out and getting a chance to see their practice rounds. But to Mike's point, the Masters is going to be amazing. And listen, he's right about those passes. That's kind of the going rate.
Right.
What exotic city are you headed to, Mike?
Yeah, will you stop it? None of your beeswax. If you must know, Barcelona, Ibiza, and Madrid. And you must say Ibiza like that.
Okay.
Union rules.
Let's talk about filling the void of Mikol and Godwin. Mm. Kirby Smart keeps talking about this, and he said, y'all are going to ask me 1,000 questions about wide receiver. He's saying, basically, Mike, he doesn't know yet who's going to fill the void.
Every dog fan knows. I mean, you presume that Demetrius Roberts is going to live up to the hype before he even went to Cal, and then he came back to Georgia.
Well, what if he's fast, but he can't catch in practice? I mean, that's what Kirby's saying.
But I already saw the guy. Even with Mecole Hardman there last year, the guy that Fromm has got comfort with is Holloman. He's got a comfort zone with Holloman. Holloman makes big plays, athletic, quick down the sideline. So, I mean, I'm not worried about wide receivers, but I guess Kirby is saying, hey, man, we're going to have to wait to see how this process evolves.
Yeah. All right.
Remember that don't challenge you, don't change you.
Don't change you, guys. Remember that. It is his way of saying that he's not sure what he's going to do or what they're going to do at the wide receiver spot. There are capable players. All right. Here's the thing. I think Georgia may be as deep at wide receiver as they've been in a very long time. When has Georgia, and here's a good question, if Jake Fromm is really going to have the year that we think he's going to possibly have, when's the last time Georgia has had that remarkable wideout that people around the country, Mike, were talking about?
A.J. Green.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
I mean, the guy that was like the big time high draft pick would be AJ. Because AJ, the game against LSU, remember scored the game against LSU when they threw the ridiculous unsportsmanlike on him for celebrating a touchdown? Crazy SEC refs. But yeah, man, AJ would be like the most high profile of all the wide receivers.
It's been a while. And that's the point. Somebody's got to establish themselves. Now, listen, they throw the ball around and there's really been no favorite receiver per se for Fromm. Godwin obviously became a target. But I just think, Mike, that's what we're kind of lacking. You've got a great quarterback who's going to get a chance to throw it around. Who's going to establish themselves as that guy?
I like Holloman. Remember, Holloman's got to remember, leave the ball. You know, don't leave the ball until you get across the plane. Remember the Missouri game when he did one of those whoops to the old Deshaun Jackson right there on the plane. But he's there. Also, Mookie Blaylock's kid, Dominic, from Southside, he's going to be at Georgia this year as a true freshman. So I would say, though, Hardman, as you said, and Godwin gone, but Holloman and then certainly look, there was so much hype about Demetrius Roberts. Remember dog fans, oh, I can't believe he's going to Cal. Well, he's back here now. And maybe last year he got in so late and you had Mecole Hardman and so many guys in the skill position. Not to mention Chaney had all those guys, he forgot to use half of them.
Yeah, he really did. It is our dog report, guys. Now, as we talk about, you know, spring ball and some things being worked out on the offensive side, there are also some other things that need to be worked out, as in guys getting in trouble.
Well, boys will be boys, Carl. Now, if you missed it, Jaden Hunter, junior linebacker, normal traffic stop. He was driving on a suspended license. And I know it's embarrassing if you're a kid. You got to find somebody out there that can help you get that thing paid off, because it's easier to pay a $200 ticket than a $2,500 ticket or more. So Jaden dealt with that. And then the wee hours of Sunday morning, according to The Athletic, freshman corner Tyreek Stevenson and senior receiver Tyler Simmons charged with disorderly conduct. They were over at the Cloud in downtown Athens.
Okay.
Police report states an off-duty officer called for assistance from Athens-Clark County PD, who encountered, quote, a chaotic scene with numerous bar patrons spilling out onto the sidewalk and street. Once order was restored, witnesses identified the two. Why don't narc out the players? Two Georgia football players.
It was them.
They did it.
Those two.
Allegedly fighting with the bar staff. Now, the bar itself did not press charges, but the police chose to make an arrest. Of course they did. It's Athens, Carl.
It is. Mike, apparently we have exclusive audio here on 92.9 The Game of this brawl.
I tell you, these players are just running around lawless.
Earl, my boy's too much trouble for you.
Oh, no, coach.
There it is.
I don't believe that's actual audio from Athens.
There it is. Here, let me ask you this, Doc.
Well, I'll tell you what, can I Kirby Smart with a message for the Athens-Clark? Will you back off?
Let me ask you
okay,
this
ain't the movie Heat, okay? Back off.
First of all, Cloud. Is Cloud a spot in Athens? Student athletes?
Well, we'd be the oldest guys in there, Carl.
That's what I'm asking.
Let's go. We'll find out.
I'm trying to find out. Cloud, is Cloud a spot in Athens? All right, first of all. And what goes on at Cloud? Like, what kind of vibe, what kind of atmosphere are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Two, Mike, did you say it was 3:26 in the morning?
I didn't say it. What time? I didn't want to. See, I don't want to narc the players out either. Nobody likes a narc.
Yeah, I think it's three. Okay, hold on. Oh, booked at 2:42 a.m.
Yeah, so they probably got arrested around 2. You gotta drive a few blocks.
Released
drive like one block.
On bond at 3:26.
There you go.
Didn't your mama say nothing good happens after midnight?
First off, you're a football player in Athens, okay? You want to walk around and say, hey, by the way, I'm a football player here in Athens, okay? That's part of why you go to a school like Georgia to party and have fun, meet chicks, you know, or whatever, into.
And by the way, guys, we are being tongue-in-cheek. Here's the deal. To Mike's point, could this have been handled differently?
Probably not. Not in Athens. Get your hands on the hood of the car!
Could this have been handled differently?
If the bar is not pressing charges, I don't know what the cops felt they had to do. Again, thankless job. My brother's a police officer. We support law enforcement. We just know that there is a distinct mean-on in Athens for guys who play football at Georgia.
Well, whatever happened, it is a misdemeanor. I don't think this is...
Not a felony, that's a misdemeanor.
It's a misdemeanor. But with that said, and by the way, I know a lot of cats that went to school, that I went to school with, had misdemeanors. Mm-hmm. You know, guys got in fights all the time. It was handled. And Kirby will handle this internally.
Now, we do have a case pending that went back in February, Latavius Abrini.
That's different, yeah.
And he actually swung on a dude, and there was a guy that got hurt, so that's gonna go to court. One's not going away.
Yeah, that's a different deal. Yeah. But with this said, and here's...
Allegedly.
Thank you, Bo. Here's the bigger picture, though. When you talk about these incidents, all right, it's not a bad thing. I mean, you said it, Mike. I mean, listen, are we bad guys for saying we want the team to have a little hedge? I need a couple of bad blanks, okay? I do.
Little edge.
I'm not saying that I need killers.
Then they all went over, by the way, on the highway, and they all laid down in the median, just like the program. I'm kidding. No, I made up that last part. No, I mean, look, we get it. You got to have some dudes with edge. I mean, there's garden variety stuff that you and I look at as a... Like,
to me, Mike...
I don't want to see you swinging on somebody who... If it's toe-to-toe and a guy's your size, but there's rarely going to be a guy your size if you're playing football at Georgia, so be smart out there.
No, I agree with that. But this, to me... is the start of what could be a great season for the Dogs, okay? That's how I'm looking at this.
That don't challenge you, don't change you.
I mean, and obviously they're changing some things around.
I can't believe they bonded out. Normally get that free cheese sandwich if you spend the night.
Now, Bo, real quick, you said the Cloud looks like a fun place?
Yeah, I mean, they got a big water fountain thing that's got all different colors. And by the way, Saturday night was DJ night. And they had DJ Tree and DJ Darko. So, you know, maybe the DJ's got everybody
Dark,
amped
what?
Up. Darko.
Oh, I thought you said something else. I'm sorry.
Like Donnie Darko.
My bad. I thought you said Dark something else with an H. My bad. Okay, so.
That'd be a hell of a name for a DJ. I'd buy that record.
So I was like, wow.
Get the Vegas out of your mind.
No, I'm just saying, man. That's what it sounded like when you said Darko.
Well, Squidbilly always adds a syllable or extenuates the consonant on all words.
I pronounce every letter that's in a word. All
By
right?
the way, while you were gone.
DJ Dark.
While you were gone, he did learn how to say Renault. He is now. Say Renault for Carl.
It's Renault.
Hey.
And Carl, for extra bonus points, LeClaire.
Hey, look at that.
Is the new podcast up?
The one for this week is up, and we'll have one for you after Sunday once we get in with the Bahrain Grand Prix.
All right, guys, that is up on the website, by the way.
Yep. So it's called Formula 101. We got the corporate approval. So it's me and Squidbilly talking racing of the European Bowl riot time.
Good deal. All right, man. So that's the deal with the Dogs.
Now, we were talking earlier, Carl, about Georgia Tech, and this was a story. I think anybody who saw this on Twitter or you saw it, how you got the news, thoughts and prayers. I know that always sounds so trite in a moment like this, but by all accounts, a great young man, Brandon Adams, 21 years of age, defensive tackle for Georgia Tech, and they're waiting on the autopsy to find out what the heck happened to this young man. Was it a pre-existing condition? No sense in speculating, but one thing for certain, it definitely hit Jeff Collins and his staff and the Georgia Tech football family and the athletic family for that matter.
Yeah, last thing you want to hear, we don't know what happened, so I'm going to let this be until we find out more information, but... our prayers go up, man, for his family and certainly the Georgia Tech family. Nobody wants to hear that and get that news, and certainly it was a surprise and shocking news. So Brandon Adams dies at age 21. Mm. It is Dukes and Bell, Texas, 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We're going to get to the Sweet 16, man. We had a chance to talk with Seth Greenberg, start the show today, ESPN analyst. Was he a little salty after I asked him about the Duke thing?
Yeah, you threw him off with that one.
I think so.
I would have gone second question two on there. You're rusty. You're just coming off a Vegas bender.
I didn't give a damn. I was like, listen, coach, people out there are killing you for about Duke. Because people think that certain
Seth's
analysts.
Anti-Duke.
Yeah, that certain analysts are. And here's the deal. When he was at Virginia Tech, and I like Seth Greenberg. Right. I think he does a good job. But when he was at Virginia Tech, he couldn't beat Duke. You know, it was one of those deals that was the team that, even though he was coach of the year and he did a really good job, Mike, there were teams that he had that underachieved. And I think, you know, Deshaun Tate would tell you about that, our college basketball guy.
Well, Seth was always the guy, if you remember, he was always the dude lobbying for Virginia Tech, and they were always on the bubble. How many years were they on the bubble in Blacksburg? And then eventually they're out, and now they got a team that's going to the Sweet 16. That's Buzz Peterson, right?
Buzz Peterson.
So certainly the Hokies have familiarity with Duke. I don't see them. I think Duke, and I said this to Seth, I think the UCF thing was just so interesting because they created some mismatches. You know, Zion Williamson can't get to the dunk. He can't. And by the way, if you didn't see it, I think everybody saw it because it was appointment television. The Taco Fall thing was great.
It was.
I mean, it's when you see a guy that size, it is kind of neat. Like, I give Zion credit. He tried to get there, even from the tip. He skied as high as he could, but that was the 33rd tip that Taco had won this season.
Yeah, he couldn't climb the 7'6 monster.
Yep.
Coming up, we'll talk more about the Sweet 16, our thoughts coming off the weekend, and the NFL. We now know it's official who will kick off the season. We'll tell you next on Dukes and Bell. Bust down. It's Dukes and Bell. Big shout out to the Braves. They sent over some cool adjustable caps. Mike, you tweeted it out there just a few minutes ago.
Perfect beach and pool cap, thanks to the communications department over there at the Braves. And again, looks like we're going to hopefully get it in. I know there was some more rain showers expected, but right now the sun has shown through here in Midtown Atlanta. Hopefully it'll be good for two against the Reds, one tonight, one tomorrow. Then they head up to Philly to start the season.
All right, so every Friday home game this season will be a red out at SunTrust Park, okay, with red uniforms making a comeback in 2019. And Braves want to let everybody know in the stands to play along, guys. So that is what we are passing along. And big shout-out, as Mike said, to the communications department. So we are spreading the word, baby. Chop on. And mm-hmm. We're excited about the season. And so wear your favorite Braves attire on Friday, but the red Braves gear every Friday home game. All right, a couple of things we got to mention here, and we'll get to some college hoops and Sweet 16 conversation. Yeah, man, no man on the way. And, of course, the Falcon Report at 5 o'clock. I still have an amazing story to tell you. Dave O'Brien, Mike, tweeted this out to probably about maybe 40 minutes ago. Reporter today asked Josh Donaldson what he can bring to the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
Donaldson answered, "Have you ever seen the back of my baseball card?
Oh!
That's what I bring.
That's my name."
I like this guy.
Nice.
I hope his stroke is back.
They've said that the dude has a bit of an edge when he was in Toronto. I know Bo Morgan Squid, our producer, said that, and there's nothing wrong with that because sometimes we're almost a bunch of two nice guys. You know, it's cool to have a dude who's got a little edge, a little attitude. I know that Freddie Freeman talked about it all the way back when he first got to meet Josh, that he's a very intense guy, and that's great. I hope that intensity translates to more than 111 at the dish, which is what he's going to break spring training with.
Yeah.
And hopefully he's going to get it on track because, like, if he can swing that bat, and he's, he wanted to be two. And I'm not sure if Snicker was just accommodating or that was never really a question. He wasn't going to bat the two spot. But he's going to have to tote his weight, right? Carry his weight.
He's got
to
carry his weight. But I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Who am I? That's my name.
That's, right? Who I
that's
am.
My baseball card,
yeah,
tough guy.
We've had a lot of guys, and obviously we've got a young team, but that's the kind of swagger we need.
Right.
Right? So big ups, Josh Donaldson, answering that guy's question. The NFL's 100th season, it's going to be a really cool year this year because the NFL is doing a lot of stuff to commemorate the 100th season. We have found out today that it's official. There are rumors out there, and I don't start them. I just talk about them once they're out, that the Packers and the Bears will open the season, Mike, September 5th. It's a Thursday night, obviously, and, all mm-hmm. the pomp and circumstance surrounding the big opening night, but it's Packers-Bears. You go, well, what's the big deal? Packers-Bears, 100th season. It makes sense. Now, there were other teams that were mentioned, but you got, Aaron Rodgers and a new coach, a guy we're familiar with, and Coach LaFleur, and obviously Khalil Mack and company, and the Bears, losing in the playoffs that right. probably a lot of people thought they shouldn't have lost thanks to their kicker, starting the season. And I'm curious to see what Aaron Rodgers is going to look like now with Matt LaFleur there.
You know, we were talking about this, you and I, earlier this offseason. There's a lot of strangeness around Green Bay. Whatever it was with Mike McCarthy, all these guys start chirping about Aaron Rodgers really isn't a leader, and he was changing plays, and he was basically saying, screw you, McCarthy, we're going to run this. If McCarthy's not doing his job, then so be it. I'll trust Aaron Rodgers in that situation. But, that's a team which didn't make the playoffs last year. That's a team which, obviously, the expectations are always high. They moved on. Maybe they held on to Clay Matthews a little too long. He's moved on over to L.A., play for the Rams. But, that's a team which we always kind of expect to be in that playoff hunt.
It really is. All right, guys, that's news from the NFL and more NFL conversation coming up a little bit later on. As far as did I mention Trae Young named Rookie of the Month again?
Yeah, and no rookie in either conference was named Player of the Week before Trae Young. Again, there's the rookie, you have the offensive rookie of the month and all this, but Trae Young named the NBA Eastern Conference Player of the Week for the 18th through the 24th. And again, that's not rookie. That's all dudes. And no rookie. That means Luka in either conference has been named that guy, and Trey is that guy.
Y'all on the bandwagon yet? Come on, man. Get on. Get on. It's okay. All right.
I'm with you. I'm just saying that, you know, the national jabronis are going to go with Luka.
Who cares what the national
I'm just telling you. And I look, hold on, where is it? I got my, you've got sheets. I've got my sheets. Hold on. I'll find it here. I got it right here. By the way, you can watch it. Watch 92.9 and see if we are like a Swiss watch with all our notes. Tyreek Evans won the Rookie of the Year, Carl, back in 2009, 2010. Steph Curry, 100 votes behind him for second place.
Pathetic.
Fast forward 10 years later, he's got 7,000 more points than Tyreek Evans.
Yeah, listen, and if you told me, I mean, here's the bigger picture, Atlanta. First of all, we're building something, and I've been talking about Trey, and you guys know, if you follow us on Twitter, you know I'm on the Trey bandwagon. Ice Trey, I'm all about it, because I think he surprised a lot of people when we were saying this is the right guy for our team, and he does so many things well, and I think he surprised a lot of people. You're like, oh, he's not ready for the league. He can't do this and that. Here's the thing, though. Mike, we're building. If he goes on to become or have the kind of career, let's say, that Steph Curry has, and we're playing for championships down the road and making runs to the Eastern Conference Finals, give a dang about the Rookie of the Year. But I think it's criminal to disrespect the job and the effort he's put in for a kid who hasn't missed a game this season, Luka, right? Who's played every single game as a rookie, and he's putting up monumental numbers when you compare those numbers to some of the all-time great point guards that play his position, the Magics of the world, the Jason Kidds. I'm not telling he's those guys. I'm saying in their rookie season, this kid has done more or equal to. And so, for me, it's a no-brainer, man. Nobody expected us to go to the NBA Finals. But respect what you're seeing and give Trey his love.
And, again, now it's just a matter of who's going to, you know, do what they're going to do. Are we going to wait till next year for that Dallas pick? Are we going to get it this year? Right now, if the ping pong ball's held to where we are actually right now based on win-losses, we would be picking fifth and sixth. I'd love to see what can get there.
I would, too.
Especially now because, you know what, we started the program, and we'll talk more about it in the big story, but March Madness, it's kind of like you're, think of you, Carl, as like on a used car lot or maybe just a brand-new car lot, and you're like, ooh, look at that one. Look at that one. Because it's Zion, it's John Morant, and it's always Aubrey Dawkins, you know. We talk about Fricky's in love with Taco Fall. I got to have some Taco Fall. So, I mean, everybody, you know, you see these new guys, and as we get deeper into the tournament, because you're not watching all these games during the regular season, you start to see guys like, wow, that dude would look good in a Hawks uniform.
Yeah, I think, you know, for Travis Slink, our general manager, and Mike and I have been saying this, our slogan for him is trust the Slink, right? Let's trust him. He's been really good. I mean, guys, we got John Collins at pick 19. Not one, not six, not 10, 19. John Collins is turning into a legitimate star in this league. Kevin Huerter was also a past 15 pick.
Right.
Okay? So it's not like you can't find guys, but he's trying to get the guys that fit to what we're trying to do. And, Mike, those guys put the ball in the basket. That's what we're looking for. So as much as, you know, Taco looked good at 7'6", and he's a mountain of a man.
I like a big rim protector.
That's not what the Hawks are looking for. We're looking for more John Collins types.
Well, right now, you got Zion. I'm looking at a mock draft right now, just came out. Zion 1 to the Knicks. Ja Morant going second. R.J. Barrett. We would get Coby White. Bro, that's not bad. You know what? I'm so focused on Duke. There's a lot of really good ball players playing for Roy Williams
now. Yes, there is.
There's a bunch of dudes. And then DeAndre Hunter from Virginia. At a small forward position. I mean, look, the good news is, guys, you really, knock wood, can't go wrong having two picks. That's why I'd love to see us just have that one. If it comes down to one game that we're ahead of Dallas, we hold on to that protected pick.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we've got to wait till 2020 to pick.
Yeah, and by the way, Dallas has been tanking.
See, that's the thing.
Dallas has been tanking.
And luckily, they just won this last week, thank God. But, yeah, we're just unfortunately so good. We're getting buzzer beaters, and you're seeing the performance. John Collins, along with Trey, just lighting it up.
All right, guys, as far as the tournament is concerned, and it was, listen, amazing. This the first weekend, I think it lived up to the hype as far as some of these games. First couple of days, Mike, the Dogs were winning. Saturday, Sunday, it was all about the favorites. And, you know, you had a few blowouts, obviously, with these large point spreads. But we talked about it. Everyone's still a little bit in awe of what happened with Duke. They're not unbeatable, okay? This is still a young, freshman-laden team. But I do think that, you know, UCF showed that there are some cracks in the armor and that, you know, you can get after Duke a certain way. Right. I also think that they're lucky to survive in advance. Aubrey Dawkins missed tip. At the buzzer, that should have went.
Well, the ball, I mean, it literally was like a Disney movie, except the shot didn't drop, right? The great Cinderella story.
Yeah.
And, of course, Johnny Dawkins all those years on the bench with Coach K. Coach K hugging the players, you know, the way the UCF players handled it, you know, with class in the locker room. just very just unbelievable because you're sitting going, everything happened with that ball going in. And Aubrey, that yes, that is Johnny Dawkins' son. He transferred out of Michigan, had to sit out a year. So there's some really cool storylines. But then Zion, the fact that the rim, you couldn't dunk, and all these guys, well, not all these, like two or three idiots who don't think he's all that. He's more than Sean Kemp. He's hitting jump shots. He had to in this game.
He's amazing, man. I mean, I just think Mike, it's almost, in a sense, LeBron-ish, where he has so much hype that no matter what he does, it's not going to be enough, right? I mean, the kid gave you 30 yesterday, and a monster performance goes and makes basically the game-tying basket in that moment, and it's almost like we're criticizing him and critiquing him. This kid is unbelievable.
We talked a lot about the refs, and at the time, maybe I was caught up being prisoner of the moment. I thought maybe R.J. Barrett got away with a shove, but the more I've looked at the video, I mean, I don't know. There were certainly calls UCF. You could argue that Taco Fall should have maybe been thrown out of the game earlier on his fifth foul. So I think it did even out, although certainly there were some moments where folks go, wow, is that a charge? Taco Fall didn't have one of his feet on the ground. Technically, you know the rules, man. Can't be going like this. So Duke, yeah, people are used to Duke getting the breaks, but I thought at the end of the day, it all evened out.
It really did. We're going to talk more about the tournament, and you'll hear from Seth Greenberg coming up in the 6 o'clock hour as ESPN analyst Seth Greenberg joined us talking about the tournament. Kind of helps us break down all these matchups, looking ahead to the Sweet 16. But there are some cool things that are going on, man. Tony Bedford, or Benford, that is, the guy that took over for Will Wade at LSU, all of a sudden, Mike, he finds himself in a Sweet 16. And people thought they might choke and, you know, this team wouldn't respond. And then, you know, you talk about the University of Houston, first time they're in a Sweet 16 since 1984. Deshaun Tate has them in the Final Four this year.
Well, I mean, it's amazing when you think about how Auburn had to survive against New Mexico State in the first round.
Yes,
Tennessee, and I mean, if you're a Tennessee fan, if you know Carl went to UT, the other, I mean, some would say the UT, but Carl went to Texas. He's seen Rick Barnes pull this before. Tell me you didn't, like, freak out when you saw them blow a 25-point lead to Iowa.
Here's what's crazy. They were picked to win the game. I want to say 8. I don't have the numbers in front of me. The spread was 8 or 9, right? Had Tennessee. I picked them. And I sent out a picture. Craig, did you see the picture? And when they blew the lead, I sent out a picture because I know how this feels.
Just lose.
Just lose. 25-point lead, and you had to go to overtime. Oh, it was brutal. Anyways, we'll talk more about the tournament coming up. Hey, when we come back, though, it's Yeah Man, No Man. We will answer Bo's questions. As we say, hey, man, we'll answer him, Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man on Dukes and Bell. We provide answers to several rapid-fire questions for the world of sports and entertainment. And sometimes a surprise question is today's question number one.
Coming up, we will talk about the Falcons. I know over the weekend, last week, a lot of comments and stuff came out about potential contracts for Julio and what's going to happen moving forward. We are still preparing for the draft. We will talk about it at 5, but I want to get your comments and your thoughts, Mike, on some of the things that I was hearing about this while I was out on Thursday and Friday.
Also, guys, Ron Hunter, you just heard Mike in the update there talking about Ron Hunter and no longer head coach at Georgia State. That is part of our big story, so stay tuned for that story on the way in the 5 as well.
All right, right now it's time for Bo Morgan, Yeah Man, No Man. If you're unfamiliar with the program, we invite you to go check out our Hey Man Ale. Yes, we have a brew. It's at any local package store. It's Publix. It's at Kroger. It's across the state, down on the coast as well. St. Simon, thank you. So you go check it out. But we answer Bo by saying, yeah, man, no, man. And then we expound on things. So, Bo, I know you've got some great questions for us.
Yeah. Right? You do have great questions, right?
Well, I think my questions are always great, even when Carl comes at me with a patronizing comment like he just did.
What are you talking about?
So we always talk in the South about how we cannot stand it when people book weddings in the fall.
Right. Okay. It's rude.
It is very rude. It's very selfish. And you automatically know that you're not from the South when you create a wedding in the fall.
That's correct.
So Kentucky basketball is everything to the people in the Bluegrass State. And this weekend, there was a wedding during the Kentucky game on against Wofford. And guess what? They literally had TVs in the church with the game on. Now, I'm not talking about if you go to one of these, I guess you call them super churches, like Buckhead Church, where they have the huge screen so you can see the pastor because you're so far back.
Right.
These are like bar mounts where the TVs are mounted on columns that are in the church, and you literally see like people staring at the TVs in the picture and not the couple getting married. So, yeah, man, no, man. Having TVs at weddings during the ceremony.
It's the only way to go. I'm going to tell you, if you invite me to a wedding in the fall and there are no TVs, I probably will not attend. You're right, Bo. Here's the deal. we plan our lives around the college football and the NFL season for most folks, all right? I know, you know, and you can even throw the high school schedule in there if you want, especially here in Georgia. But I think that it is completely selfish to not have televisions available for those guests at a wedding to view what they want to view.
But that is awkward and a little tacky, though, when you get, is there any reason why this couple should not be married? Son of a bitch! You know, you can't beat that guy. You know, that is a foul! I would say you couldn't DVR it and then have it on the TVs, you know, in the reception, but that, you know,
I want it live.
I'm with you. I mean, that's why you get your phone, dude. You got your phone. Everyone, you really want to watch it.
And that's what happens. You know? Everybody's on their phone. Mm-hmm. You know, during these weddings, I hate to say it. I mean, it's almost one of those things, once the wedding's over, everybody didn't see any of it.
Right. So I'm with you. No, I just, Squidbilly's right. If you're, we still every now and again, I'm too old now. Well, now I'm at the point where my buddies are divorced, and now they're marrying their au pairs, which is always a great way to start a relationship. But, yeah.
Where's she from?
Well, my buddy, you know, I told you about Rocco, that broke up the marriage. Said, well, you might as well marry her. You know, your wife took half your stuff.
The one from...
the Ukrainian. Ukrainian. Yeah. Anyway, back to you, Bo.
Oh, I was hearing this story.
No, just, you know, I got a good buddy of mine, and they had a kid, and eventually...
Who hires an au pair from Ukraine, by the way?
Well, the wife loved her.
Oh, I bet she did.
So did the husband, apparently.
Yes, he did. Anyway, back to you, Bo. But yeah, he was going to plan the wedding. And he's like, and of course, thinking like a northerner, yeah, the Jets aren't even home that weekend. You idiot. It's college football in the Southeast. Anyway, back to you.
And by the way, you almost cannot do it where you DVR the game now with technology. You have to turn all your notifications off your phone. You can't get on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or Snapchat.
He's right.
So it's almost impossible these days. All right, well, everyone knows that, you know, when you get older, your fear is growing up and turning into your parents. For men, it's their dad, and women, it's their mother. Well, a new study says that the average age for women that they turn into their mothers is 33, and for the average man, it's 34, because we all know men mature slower than women.
That's right.
So, yeah, man, no man, you've turned into your fathers.
You want to take this first?
I will say this. In many ways, in my approach to the kids, to my children, that's about it. Outside of that, I wouldn't tell you that I have, but it's amazing how many things you take from them and you put it on your kids as your parents did. That I think I'm guilty. Yeah, man. No doubt.
No, I've totally become my dad in every way. I'm even smoking cigars now, watching, you know, before we went to the dinner the other night with Don, smoking a stogie, drinking a brew out on the balcony. I have become, Luke, I am your father. Back to you, Squid.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've seen some traits where I've been like my dad. The ones that I used to make fun of him about.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that hurt, because it's not about being your dad. Like, my dad's a great dude, but there are little things I used to make fun of about not remembering people's names.
Who and everybody has these traits with your parents. It's yeah, man, no man with Bo. Everybody has these traits that you go, I'm never going to do that. You say it to yourself. You say it to your friends. Oh, yeah. Oh, I hate it when my mom does it. I hate it when my dad does it. And then you do it. As an adult, you start doing it.
Yeah, for you millennials that are listening, guys, look what you have to look forward to. Eventually, it becomes about comfortable shoes and a good meal. Anyway, back to Squid with Yeah Man, No Man here on Dukes and Bell.
Save the big piece of chicken for me, though. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, so this weekend, I told you guys earlier, we went on a winery tour.
Yeah,
so
look
you
at
go,
you.
You go up to Lawn to go some different places. So it kind of me thinking, you know, because I see people there that I don't necessarily relate to, but I've got to think that, hey, you know what? More people do this. So Yeah Man, No Man. Going on a wine tasting tour.
Yeah, man. First and foremost, it was your lovely wife's birthday. It's a great gift. It's a great spend some time together. Secondly, you're going up into the Georgia Mountains. It's a nice drive. I mean,
actually, you rented a limo. It's the Earnhardt limo. It's got a 3 on the side. It's a nice touch.
A Monte Carlo.
You did it up. But no, man, I'm going to say, yeah, man. I know this isn't for everybody, but Mike and I, we like grapes. Mm-hmm. He is a wine connoisseur.
Oh, yeah, while you were gone, I did a wine tasting at Scotty McRae's.
Did you really?
Yeah. And it was, of course, Becky's like, I really like this one. I looked, you know, you see the sheet, and you're like, oh, of course, it's minimum 6 bottles. I texted Morton Anderson. I got to show you real quick. I texted Morton Anderson to go, make sure this is like, I go, before I invest in this.
Is this good?
Yeah, I'm like, make sure I go. And he goes, Morton says, yeah, he goes, Paso Robles, yeah, you're okay on that one. You're good to go.
He knows his grapes.
But, yeah, man, yes. I mean, when you get older now, again, I'm getting a taste. We just talked about becoming your dad. I don't know when my taste buds went, but I got into scotch with it in the last 5 or 6 years. Yeah. I was never really a scotch guy, and now that's going down.
You literally just stole my next question.
Well, let's rock and roll.
Because to end the weekend, you know, I told you my boy came in. We decided to hammer it all weekend. Some Heyman, some Yinglings. He came in Saturday night. Well, the nightcap last night was I had gotten a 12-year-old bottle of scotch for my wedding 2 years ago.
Nice.
But from my brother-in-law. It sat there, and I'm like, I got to open this for a special occasion. So my boy's in. Opened it. It's Macallan's,
nice.
I believe.
Yes.
So I was going to say, yeah, man, no, man, scotch, but there you go. Yeah.
No, that's, I mean, jump on it, bro.
No, you know me. I mean, listen, I'm a cigar aficionado. I love scotches, bourbons. Mm. So there's no doubt. I got Mike a scotch for his birthday.
I already drank that bad boy. That was tasty. No, I mean, there's, like I said, it's funny how your palate does change, you know, because like, when you're a kid, you're like, yeah. And I never drank this. What I love when you're in Vegas, especially craps, you know, hey, Caesar, actually, they'll pull it for you, too. They won't charge you the premium. You can get, like, a Johnny Walker Black or a Johnny Walker Blue, you know, which is what everybody wants. But anyway, yes, sir. That's a big thumbs up on scotch. I'm a Talisker man myself. That's me.
Well, I did learn after a 12-pack of Yingling and then a couple of Heymans, don't, you know, scotch is not the best nightcap at 10:30 when you have to work the next day.
It's kind of axe in your head the next morning. Yes, sir.
And into the afternoon. Okay, so Rob Gronkowski retires yesterday via Instagram. I know we touched on it earlier. But one thing that was interesting to me is the internet rumor mill went crazy. You know, Drew Rosenhaus said, well, don't close the door on him. But last year around, I believe it was WrestleMania, Rob Gronkowski made his WWE debut.
Yeah.
And so the rumors are that he is going to go wrestle. He's going to be a WWE wrestler, much like, you know, Brock Lesnar is a big name. But all the back injuries and the neck injuries, yeah, man, no, man, does it really make sense for Rob Gronkowski to go to WWE?
No. I mean, if he's a guest appearance, or maybe Gronkowski turns into the best manager ever. I mean, but for him to physically be in the ring makes no sense. I mean, Shawn Michaels left wrestling because of his back. So many guys have been injured over the years. That one, I saw Bo, and I was like, there's no way he's doing that.
It's a shame that, like, the Farrelly brothers aren't making funny movies anymore because, you know, you think of, like, all the things that they would use guys from Boston in. You know, like Cam Neely. If you remember, they did with the movie with the dogs, Dumb and Dumber. You know, so I mean, there's a spot for him. Like if Adam Sandler was still making funny movies, there'd be some good spots for Gronk. He's going to take his stab at doing some Hollywood stuff, but we'll see. Hey, tell you what, he could be a casino host and just have cruise with Gronk and make a fortune the rest of his life because people will sign up for it.
And, yeah, and get on the boat with Gronk, party boat. Right. I mean, he could do all kinds of stuff. Hey, coming up, we've got our Falcon Report. The story I've been telling you guys about, I'm going to tell you next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.